What's up, everybody? Welcome back to those hard motherfucking feelings, baby.
Ooh-wee.
I am your host coming at you on Patreon this week, live from the Icebox, Kevin James, Kippy, Bartholomew, Ryan.
Yay!
Happy to be here by the skin of our balls.
Uh-huh.
Coming across the table, one of my good pals, some say Sicky Wicky, ladies and gentlemen, H. Foley.
What's going on, gang? Great, great, great to be here. Thank you for having me, Kevin. I appreciate it.
That's all the time we have today. Also, shout out to the motherfucking Patreon, goddammit, the goddamn homies, the lifeblood of the organization, the CEO, the shareholders, the board of directors. We freaking love yous.
Love yous, gang.
And the mastermind, the brains, a lot of the brains behind the brains and the dong behind the operation, ladies and gentlemen, T-Bone McMuffin.
Yeah, we're more like conjoined twins, because we're all real gross.
You and the dong?
The dong.
You want to date me, you got to date the dong.
The dong behind the guy.
Oh, yeah, I just absorbed my twin in the womb. It's just his arm.
T-Bone's behind the music. It's going to be behind the foreskin.
Hey.
Hey, under the foreskin.
More dick.
And a little bit of cheese.
Never that.
All right,
never.
Everybody relax. It's early
on.
Jesus, propaganda.
Oh, I don't know.
Parmesan or Reggiano.
A little bit of Fremunda.
Yikes. A little Stilton over there.
We got to make a little bit of an announcement at the moment.
Let's get the business out of the way.
This, as you're hearing this, the boys are in Ireland.
Ah, back to the old country there.
We're leaving tomorrow. This is the last thing we're recording in the motherfucking studio.
Yes.
And thank you so much. That was a fucking Patreon. That was a lofty Patreon
big
goal
one
that we set fucking 2 years, something. I don't know, whatever. Whenever the idea spurted, we hit it. Thank you so fucking much. We hit 12,500 people.
A lot of content going to be coming out of this.
Shit ton. We have a lot of stuff planned. We're going for 12 days. It's going to be a long time.
Mm-hmm. Going all the way around the boot.
We're doing the boot.
Whatever.
The buckled shoe.
We're going to see every gray rock on that island.
Yeah, we're hitting a lot of towns, a lot of cities, a lot of boozing, a lot of, you know, all the travel vlog stuff, you know, mixing it up with the boys. We're very excited.
It's going to be Disney World on steroids.
Yeah.
And Guinea.
We're super stoked. Also, quick little announcement for...
Here's the deal.
For tomorrow's...
Bonus
episode. We talked a lot about this, and it's going... And we never do this, but it's going to be coming out on Tuesday. And that is because...
Tell them why.
That is because we wanted to keep it fresh. So you're going to get it from Ireland. That bonus episode is going to be coming from Ireland. We wanted to do something cool and different and exciting, and we figured there's something cool about us recording in Ireland and you getting it that same fucking day. So you'll get like the first handful of days of the trip and, you know, the whole kind of what the happenings of, like we do a lot of times.
The getting there.
When we're on the road. So we hope it's cool. We hope you guys enjoy it. It's going to be cool. We're going to be doing... 2 Patreon episodes from there, a live episode.
Uh-oh. And, a bonus, I mean a public episode.
Yeah, that's what I meant. I'm sorry. A public episode and a shit ton of content. I mean, we're taking over 15 cameras, I think. Every time I look over at Toby, he's got new cameras.
So we appreciate your patience last week with the bonus because I was sick.
Big man was sick.
And then this was always the plan. The sickness kind of fucking jumbled everything.
Yeah, kind of jammed us up a bit, but we think this is the best.
We don't want to go backwards.
Yeah, I also don't... We don't record stuff and then let it sit for too long. You guys get it a day or two after we record it, and that's what we want to keep, we want to keep the vibes of that. So you're going to get it on Tuesday, but it'll be coming, you know, as fresh off the press as possible.
Yeah.
Live from the Airbnb.
So thank you.
In Dublin.
Thank you ahead of time.
Yes, thank you guys so much. It's fucking, we're stoked. We don't know what to expect. We don't know what's happening. There's a lot of time going into this, but we're fucking stoked.
Yeah, you guys did a great job. Did a great job getting everything ready.
Well, Kimmy did it all.
Then we'll see. I realized we don't have a hotel in Belfast.
What the fuck?
I've been busy.
I got a couple of people up there, which I do.
What? Okay, yeah.
Remember what I told you?
Sure.
So... I was saying on the pod that I think my family's from a certain area. One of the homies, a lawyer, did a little digging and found out
a lot of warrants.
Found out where my family's from.
And
okay,
well,
it easy.
Well, you looked at me like I'm gonna I got the envelope.
I was trying to think of something funny to say. Hang on.
All right.
Let me pull it up here. Find out where they're from.
Because we originally said Cork, no?
Yes, we originally said Cork, but that's not the case.
Well, that's where the name is from.
No, they're
from
Fork.
Your actual lineage, like your Rude. Direct lineage, might be from wherever this guy says, but isn't the name Foley from Cork?
The name Foley is from Cork. Let me see.
I think. All I right. mean, that's typically
that's what, it, that's what it said when we looked it up.
Here yeah. we go. So here we go. Hey, big man. Blah, blah, blah. So I was saying that my...
From the Munster region.
My great-great-great-grandfather fought in the Spanish-American War. That was all I knew. William Foley. That was all I knew. Whenever we had a family reunion, there was a picture of a guy in, like, a cavalry uniform with a...
Getting beat up.
How dare you. With a nice stash, and that was William Foley. So it turns out that William Foley was born December 29th, 18...
Got a sword and a sandwich.
He's trying to look down a big hoagie.
Yeah, they're coming in by land. William Foley was born December 29th, 1872 in Georgetown, Wilkes-Barre, which is like a section of Wilkes-Barre. A lot of yeggs over there.
Yeggs?
A lot of Irish in that neighborhood. Okay. In 1872 in Georgetown, Wilkes-Barre, PA, to Terrence Foley and Winifred Moran.
Okay.
Was his wife's name.
Why are you looking at me for confirmation on any of this?
They were both from Ireland, so he was the first Foley born here. He was 27 years old when he enlisted in the Army on September 19th, 1898. I don't know how the fuck this guy found this out. He served in Battery K, 6th Artillery. He was honorably discharged at Fort Monroe, Virginia on January 25th, 1899.
Hard as a rock, this has
After
to be.
Taking out an entire Spanish platoon by himself.
by flinching on them.
With just elbow drops. Now, he said, from what I found, it doesn't appear that the 6th Artillery ever left the States. Let me see what else. And Mary McBrinley also came to the U.S. The elder Williams obituary in Wilkes-Barre Times states that he immigrated to this country from Donegal.
Donegal.
Donegal,
We're
Ireland.
Going out that way.
In 1840, there's a discrepancy here because Winifred is listed as being born in Ireland on all of her records out, but was born in 1846, which she is listed in the obituary under the second husband. Second husband? God damn it.
It's Trollope running around.
So I'm fairly positive it is the correct William. There you go. Nice. William Moran.
But where in William Ireland Moran. Are they from? This might all be wrong.
It all says Donegal. William Moran of Northampton Street. That makes sense. Died very suddenly yesterday morning of old age at the home of his daughter.
And he couldn't find his CPAP machine.
Mrs. John Kelly. Mr. Moran immigrated. I don't understand that.
What?
You read with the cadence of a kid in front of a fourth grade class.
I can't read, dude.
Kid can't read good.
I can't read. Well, I talked about this. I can't fucking read.
Okay. So but I think I understand maybe, and I could be wrong on this. My interpretation of it was like, that's where the original clans are from there. So like your guy might have moved out of wherever.
This would have been the second he heard potato famine. He was like, oh, I'm fucking out.
Get fuck out of here.
Fight for the Spaniards.
I'm going to where the hoagies are made.
I need a twice baked. Terrence Foley would be, the patriarch of this endeavor of the family. And Winifred Moran would have been his wife. And then William Foley was born of them, which is what I understand.
Isn't lineage so weird? You're just tracking
Terrence Foley
Splooge
and
back.
Winifred, mm-hmm. both from Ireland. Winifred's parents, William Moran.
Man, he's reading. He can't. You don't know that there's a fucking show going on next to you.
Mary Berklinkley.
It's not your. First of all, came. You're probably mispronouncing all these names. Also, how hot was that lady named Winifred? Jesus Christ.
I don't know. Maybe I'll name my daughter for Winifred.
Face like
but
a
isn't
sack
it crazy?
Of rocks.
So my dad was named after Terrence Foley, which is pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
And then
we have a different definition of cool, but
I'm
sure.
I'm named after William Foley.
My name's Henry.
My middle name's William.
Listen, there's like seven Irish names that American dirtbags have passed down through their lineages.
Henry William Foley's a pretty cool one. The second.
Man.
And we might get up there to Donegal. Maybe I'll fucking set up, by the way. On the good side. Not the Protestants.
What do you...
Hey, done.
Okay.
Get the crosses and chains out, boys. Let them know what's up.
I thought we looked. I thought I was from Cork, but this says Tipperary and Limerick.
From
Doucheville. I'm not going to that fucking that slum. Take a good look at this dump.
Wow, everybody's rhyming.
why? Limerick? That's pretty good. I don't know what that is
either. Outside of your reading level, humbug.
Nah, I don't know. Limericks. I don't know. What's the other one? Utus? What's it called?
A limerick is like, I don't know. A limerick is like an old-timey poem. Like, there once was a man from Nantucket with a dick so long.
It was a store, right? A story. I'm sorry.
With a dick so long he can suck it. Is that Wordsworth? Yeah. What's the other one? What's the short one? The weird short one. A haiku?
Yes.
Oh, I dude.
No?
I checked out.
You're like a high chew, don't you?
How you chewing? How you chewing? That's pretty good.
So we're going back to sow our oats.
Sure.
Or no, what does
fucked
that mean?
Up.
That means
banging, right?
Yeah, that means splosion.
Let's see what's up. What if I meet an Irish girl over there? Call the whole thing off. I stay over there. Work the fields.
Go for it.
Ah, the Pete.
My God, the Pete.
Find out she's my cousin. Ew. But I'm cool with it.
Yeah, I guess everything. I thought we looked it up. I thought I was from Cork, but none of that's not coming up.
That's the names. I got hard facts information. We're going to my cousin's house for dinner.
What?
Why not?
Who?
I don't know. Somebody's got to still be over there. Waiting around for me to show up. The prodigal son returns. Man, it really hits the wagon in the wrong star, huh?
You really think a lot of yourself and your dirtbag family.
Until your visits dawned my door, I was the ugliest foley they'd ever seen. But now you've come to save me. You're now the grossest
I just
one.
Imagine a town of yous just walking. The women, the children, they're all just fucking versions of you.
Well, no, when we get there.
Everyone's just asking stupid fucking questions.
5,000 guys asking you if you can grab that for them.
I get caught up in it, eh?
Can you run to the corner and get me smokes? Oh, man.
Yeah. Thank you, Renee, for doing that. Really.
Oh, yeah, we met them.
Touch my heart.
We met them the other night outside Brooklyn Comedy Club.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm stoked to go. I'm going in a little beat up, I'm not going to lie.
We're all a little beat up.
A little tired. I thought the fucking off season of this tour was going to... I'd be licking my wounds, but that ain't the fucking case.
And now we're back. We're ready to go.
I know.
This
we come back.
All that, yeah, that's all done. We hit this. We hit the road with Bert for a minute, and then fucking we're back out on the road.
Yeah, we don't have any time off.
Down there to Charlotte.
Charlotte.
Say what up to my folks.
Which, are they going to go?
Yeah, it's like down the street from their place.
Nice. Are they Patreon?
No.
You sure?
I make sure.
Okay. Remember when I found out she was?
Yeah, it was the whole thing.
She's not a Patreon.
No.
She might have a burner account.
I wouldn't put it past her.
Are we putting a governor on the martinis this run around, or
hey,
what's the deal?
Easy, doesn't
I mean, she might be on Patreon. We should let the homies know for that first run, we got a fucking tour bus.
Oh, yeah.
Which is crazy.
The farts on that thing, we're going to be trapped. It's going to be like being in a sub full of farts.
Yeah. By the way, you had said...
I'd say a lot of things. Let's get that on record.
This is stupid.
None of them are.
Fucking tour bus. Who the fuck do we think we are?
Listen, we're having fun. What are we doing here?
But you had said... on this one, didn't they say this is a three bunker?
Yeah.
All right.
I know. I have. They're making them too.
Okay. Because yeah. I saw a video from a Coast Guard ship that had three bunks, and man, I don't think I would fit in the three.
That would be tight.
It'd be like a coffin.
Yeah. So this one, it sleeps eight.
Is there a back bedroom? Is there
not a back bed? It's a back lounge.
A talent suite.
A parlor.
So we're all sleeping.
Hold on. We're all sleeping in the bunks. Yeah, that'd be crazy if someone were to pull rank and sleep in a queen-size bed.
I mean, I think the eldest statesman of the group.
That would be me, for sure.
You and I? A little love nest back there.
I need a lover on the road.
I get pregnant on the road? God damn it.
Just scooting in and going, bumpy road. Bumpy ride.
Just say you're my stepbrother. This new tour is very ambitious with the theater. We're doing theaters in a lot of markets, a lot of bigger venues, not so many comedy clubs.
Mm-hmm.
So the routing, as the agents call it, the city to city, is way tougher. So now we have like 8, 9, 10-hour drives, which we can't do in a car.
Especially on this first
run. This one specific. We're back to minivans after this, but this is
yeah.
This was the only way
we... This is Charlotte, Atlanta, Nashville, and Tampa.
Yeah, it was the only way we can make it work without having to take 7 flights. There's not all direct flights between these cities, so you're doing connectors, and anytime you...
It's a lot of bouncing around.
It is, and this was the only way to do it that wasn't going to be fucking insane. And also, it's like, you know, let's fucking...
Get a tour bus.
Let's do cool shit. We're all friends. We all pal around together. Like,
so when you see us rolling in a town in a big boy.
make way because we're probably out of gas.
We're going to be the first guys to get a tour bus to pull over for boiled peanuts.
Mm-hmm. So they were talking. I don't know if you were here when we had the talk about it, but they were like, yeah, so you'll just park the bus in the parking lot of the club. And then you'll leave in the morning.
Mm-mm.
And I'm like, I don't want to just be sitting in some dark, eerie parking lot behind your strip mall.
Who's dude, pulling first watch on
sitting
that?
With a fucking Target on your back.
Yeah, no shit.
I'm like, dude, no. We
you
drive
know there's
over.
Amps and guitars on that thing.
Uh-huh. I'm like, you drive overnight.
What, should I bring my guitar on the tour bus?
If you want me to shove it up your ass.
Yeah, I was having an acoustic guitar laying around.
I'd like you to bring a winning attitude and no lip.
That I can't promise. There'll be complaints. As always.
Yeah, so that's fucking nuts. So we have that coming up as well, which is fucking crazy.
Yeah, we're excited for this tour. We can't thank you guys enough. We can't thank you enough for fucking Ireland. I mean, this is nuts.
Yeah,
we've been so busy, and I got sick. So we've been running with a gun to the back of our head. We really haven't had time to even think about it. And just today, the last day we're here at the studio, it's really sinking in that we're going to fucking Ireland for 2 fucking weeks.
As we're packing up the fucking boys. Gear, it's fucking, it's...
All the way around, we're going around. All this, in a bunch of spots, Airbnbs, hotels.
Well, that's what's planned. Let's see if we fucking run out of cash when we get there.
Wait, is that a possibility?
What? It's an expensive trip. What are you talking about?
It ain't cheap.
It's, I mean...
We got the Amex?
Sure.
They'll come looking for that.
That thing's hemorrhage. And they don't. I don't know if they take it over there. American Express?
Oh, shit.
It ain't the Irish Express.
Wait, you didn't find out? Somebody give that a Google.
Not. I mean, some places take it, but I was just in Germany using mine. It got denied a bunch of places.
Good.
Yeah.
We got the card, right?
What card?
The checking account card.
That thing's empty.
No, it's not.
We got the tour bus. We're jammed up. No, it should be a lot of fun. So it's us three, me, Toby, Foley, new guy Luke, and Tommy Cassidy.
Tommy Cassidy's coming with us.
Auditor.
We were planning on doing a show or two, but the timing didn't work out.
All the schedule got fucked up. The dates, we were going to have to move a bunch of stuff. It just, we tried to make it work. It's not going to work.
But so we'd already bought Tommy's ticket.
We had already bought the tickets.
So Tommy C's getting a nice little free ride.
And we talked to the suits. We're going to do a fucking, a proper...
Yeah.
Not a full European run, but we'll probably do Ireland, England, and, you know, Germany, or, you know, something.
Hamburg and hot dog.
Another big English-speaking city.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
Be a good time.
But this will be good. Lay the groundwork over there. Fucking
boots connect, on the ground for a little recon mission.
Connect with
operating
the roots.
Operating in country.
Connect with the roots.
Yeah, it should be fun.
Luke's going to have to bring a collared shirt. You have nice dinners planned?
No.
All right, cool.
I mean, I don't have a collared shirt.
Good.
I got this.
I have a polo backed.
I got a Dickies jacket I can put a t-shirt over. I think it'll play.
Put a tie on it. You wear that jacket with a tie on the outside.
I think I can get by.
Bangers and mash.
Bangers and mash.
Irish breakfast.
Irish breakfast.
The beans, the toast.
I mean, potatoes in every form.
Sure.
Yeah.
A nice stew.
Yes.
Shepherd's pie, cottage pie.
Yes.
We talked about this.
Can't wait.
What kind of Irish treats do they have over there? Do they do sweets?
Oh, they do, but they're all swirly twists and giggle fucks. It's going to be great.
Yeah?
I don't know.
Do they have sweets over there?
Sure. Yes.
And they're all fun British ones.
It's not like we're going to Antarctica
European
or something. It's a fucking... It's a European... It's a first world country.
Okay.
Some parts. it was kind of funny. I was talking to Collie T, former guest in Dublinite.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, oh, I'm so fucking, he's been texting me, when you going? That's going to be great.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's giving us places to hit, Gravediggers over
Ooh.
There for the best pint, the best Guinness.
Okay.
Yeah, so all that being said, I'm fucking stoked.
What time them joints close over there?
I don't know. You get eyes on that? What time? Last call in Dublin.
It's early, I think.
I think it's. It feels like it's like Boston, where like they shut it down. You
know? I don't mind that. Go home,
fucking werewolves.
Go home,
fucking streetwalkers.
Where the Ripper gets out.
Yeah, fuck that, dude.
That's when the sickle men come out. Look out.
It's probably relative. I mean, I think like some places, you know, in Temple Bars. Like
I got two words for you over there, which I bet they're accustomed to. After hours. After hours.
Listen, I don't want to be out late. I'd rather start drinking at like 3, be in bed by 9.
Oh, I love that.
Fucking wake up kind of fresh. We got early mornings because we got to wake up, get in the fucking car.
I like
go
that.
To the next city.
Nice breakfast. Mm-hmm. Get a good night's sleep in the shanty Irish bed with blankets.
The one looks like it's like... It's the second Airbnb we're staying at in Dublin's proper fucking...
Rough?
No, it's nice, but it's like proper European. It's got like the real low like triangle ceilings where like you sleep. If you, I think if you come up, you're fucking...
I like that.
You're hitting your wackadoo.
I'm looking to get some good night sleeps over there.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's put it... What are your guesses for bar closing time?
11.
I would say it's probably split into two different things of some kind.
A man who drinks.
The standard pubs are probably like midnight.
It's split up between days.
Ah, the day.
So the weekends it's longer.
Correct.
Sunday is probably early.
Weekends are 2. It's the Lord's Everything day. Else is noon or midnight.
All right. So Monday through Thursday, 11:30.
Fuck that. Right. Cancel the tickets.
Week. And then Friday, 12:30. 12:30.
Mm-hmm.
And then Sunday, 11.
Okay. That's cool.
Just gonna have to start earlier.
Yeah, start earlier.
Dude, that was so hard to get the because they use the Europe the 23. I'm like, what the fuck time
military
is 23?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've unfortunately gotten pretty good at it from my time in the military.
You just add 12.
I'm awful at it.
Fucking all in Nadine shit. Her phone, everything. It's, you know. Oh, well, meeting you at 17:35. I had to learn that early on. I did not know.
Do they still say 17:35 or do they calculate it and say I'm meeting them at 5 o'clock?
Yeah, I think they'd say 5 o'clock.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't speak German. I don't know what the fuck. They could be plotting on me the whole time. I don't fucking know. Poison
plotting on me, boy?
Poison in my fucking liverwurst or whatever.
Ooh, liverwurst. Get some nice pâté over there, maybe.
You can. Maybe. I like a beef pâté.
You do?
No. Hmm. I got a little bit of hard feelings, normal hard feelings to muster into. Kind of a crazy story.
The floor is yours.
I was down visiting my family for a family party.
Mm-hmm.
I got down there. I needed a different, I needed a t-shirt,
mm-hmm.
like a plain solid colored t-shirt.
Why is
undershirt.
That?
Undershirt.
To wear under?
I had like a light jacket on and I put a... shirt on, like, you know, a nice clean shirt.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't
so
know
not an undershirt, but a t-shirt.
A t-shirt to wear under a longer open shirt, open jacket.
Okay.
All right.
It's real weird.
No, I don't know why you...
Sounds like you were wearing a dress. You
you're
don't
asking
tell
me follow-up questions on an undershirt. I had to go get a fucking t-shirt.
Well, there's a difference. Were you trying to find...
Yeah, but what's the difference?
Were you trying to find an undershirt to wear under a collared shirt so it matched and didn't look weird? Or were you wearing a t-shirt? Undershirt and t-shirt are two different things.
I understand. My beef is it has nothing to do with this story. That's
I don't know that.
I would have told you.
I have to dig.
I would have gotten into the details.
Okay.
All that's either here nor there.
Neither here nor there.
Either, neither, either, ho. I pull up to the Oxford Valley Mall. I leave my mom's house to go to the Oxford Valley Mall.
Uh-huh.
I was going to go get a couple of stuff, a couple of things. I need some basics for the trip.
There
were going
some
on.
Skateboard kids out front, and they made you lick white dog shit.
Got a stomach full of white dog shit? You dropped this on me? Crazier, I get out. Just weird vibes. I pull through. I don't know if you know, like, Sesame Street's there.
Yeah. You know, you with the broad?
No, by myself.
Okay.
And there's a bunch.
What's she doing?
She was with my with the fam.
Okay.
Chilling at the house. So I go and I'm driving. There's like security, but security, not like cops, like security, but like full gear, like, you know, like vest with like all the little compartments that says security and like they're it's like a thing. And I'm like, what the fuck are they? What's this all about?
Can't come in. Nelly shut the mall down.
Yeah. So I'm like, no, this was out like in the parking lot.
Meek Mills bought out a Sunglass Hut.
Just got them all on. So I get out of the car. I crack a heater
because
I don't smoke in the car. So I'm like, I have a half a heater on the walk up to the mall. As I'm getting closer, people are coming out. And some guy gets in his car and he goes, yo, the mall's closed. And I'm like, the fuck are you talking about? Mall's closed. He goes, active shooter.
Ooh.
Shelter in place for Falls Township.
Ah, I did see this on the news.
I'm in the fucking thick of it.
Is that where it was? It That's Falls Township?
Yeah.
I didn't know.
It was like fucking 2 minutes. Guy was on the loose.
No
shit.
Shot
a bunch. It wasn't a. He killed a bunch of people.
Really?
So I'm like, what the fuck? So I finish in my heater, and then I'm like, I don't know if I should be fucking just, you know, could be the next guy getting popped.
Out there wandering around.
Yeah.
You ain't never seen a war movie, dude. You can't smoke in a war. You can't smoke when there's fire.
Ripping a cherry.
Yeah, dude.
Could be like that old vet that plays Call of Duty. You ever see that guy?
Oh, he's great.
We talked about him, yeah. I actually, then after you brought him up, I saw that. That guy's a stone cold killer.
Yeah,
that guy don't play.
Man, he really knows the degrees of like, he's like shooting up here and a bing.
He uses a specific scope because he was like, it reminds me of the one I use in the war. Like, jeez.
Funny.
Do you ever hear, remember that story? It was like the best sniper, like some channel in history. It was like the 10 best snipers of all time. And it was, I don't know if it was like a Viet Cong and an American. And they were, you know, two different mountains, like in a valley. And they would track each other every day. He's like, at nightfall, we just chased each other. We played cat and mouse for like 3 days. And he's like, it was just like, I just caught a glare off his gun or at some point that I fucking finally
took him out.
Gave him a dirt nap.
I love that stuff.
Yeah.
The rooster. You know the rooster?
Cock-a-doodle-doo.
Alice in Chains song?
No.
The guy that was in, Jerry Cantrell's the guitar player for Alice in Chains.
Yeah.
His father was a sniper in Vietnam, and he killed so many dudes that they gave him the nickname the rooster. And they put out a contract on him. Never got him.
No shit.
Nope.
Why they call him the rooster?
I don't know. Because he's fucking pecking guys out. I don't know.
I mean, I don't think that's it. He's pecking guys out.
So they called him. They come to snuff the
rooster. He wore a red glove on his head.
Yeah, so it's got to be something like, he killed you right as the sun was coming up.
Cock-a-doodle.
Oh, maybe. That's pretty good.
Cock-a-doodle pew.
Yeah, it's a great, it's in the song, The Rooster, they talk about it.
Really? They got a song about that?
Yeah, it's called Here Comes the Rooster.
It's a little grim.
It's great. Good song.
I know that song.
Yeah. They ain't found a way to kill me yet. One of the lyrics.
My dad's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shit. Because I'm shooting.
A fucking Vietnam sniper. Let's go.
Well, that's just the musical version of My Dad Can Kick Your Dad's Ass.
Yeah.
100%.
My dad's the rooster. Cock-a-doodle pew.
Your dad was in the Air National Guard.
And you thought you had it.
Thought I had it. Left me hanging.
But
you're not going to give it to me.
What?
But go ahead. So you're shitting in your pants.
Yeah, and I go, all right.
Hiding in your trunk.
It was one of those things. Like, obviously, I knew I wasn't in danger, but then I started putting it all together. I'm like, oh, man, like, this is fucking something. So I Google it, and I'm like, oh, shit, this is, like, real deal. Shelter, like, close, lock your door. Like, they're, like, sending out.
As soon as I finish this cig, I got to get out of here.
I'm lighting another one with the cig.
And grab a Cinnabon. I'm leaving.
I was like, they're not going to let me in? That's crazy. I'm here. They need the business. Malls are tanking. Let me in.
I'll be falling all over me at the Ford Coot, at the food court once I get in there.
So I fucking, so then I'm like, all right. So I'm like, all right, I get in. I'm like,
no cops.
I saw one cop. He didn't have his sirens on. This is before all this happened. Like, you know, a minute.
He wasn't in the mall. He was just in the area.
I don't have all the details.
He's not going to go to the mall.
He hijacked someone next to the mall. The stuff I heard is he hijacked someone at the Sesame
Place. Oh, I
did
see this. I was in a bit of a fever haze, but I did see this. They killed him, right?
Yeah, they got him in Trenton.
Yeah.
No, they didn't kill him.
No, they arrested him.
They arrested him. They pulled him out of the second floor.
He carjacked somebody.
And let him live.
He did.
Let the carjack, but he killed everybody in his family. It wasn't
everybody's family.
Yeah, it wasn't a comedy show story.
Damn.
But my beef is with this broad who I tried to warn that there's a goddamn active shooter. I'm like, she's walking to the mall. And I'm like, excuse, I'm in my car now. And I'm like, excuse me, miss. And she hears me and fucking tightens. She don't want nothing to do with me. She wants
nothing. I ain't got no cash.
She wants nothing to do. I'm like, miss. I'm like, excuse me, miss.
I'm surprised you did this.
I'm a fucking good guy. I'm a citizen.
Nah, this isn't like you at all.
You're nuts.
You're mind your own business, every man for himself. What are you talking about?
That is a theory I live by.
What are you talking about?
She's an old woman.
Yeah, but I could see you wanting to get out of there. Forehead like that, that's a big target.
Bullets bouncing off of it. Ding, ding. Quick, hide behind
miss,
my forehead.
Get under my brow. I'll save you.
So this old broad's walking in.
Yeah, so you know how, like, at the mall, at, like, any mall or big store or whatever, there'll be, like, the road up front. Not road, but, like, the path up front for cars.
Yeah.
It'll be, like, two-way.
Yeah, where you could drop somebody off.
Yeah, and then...
Now, I like going into the mall entrance itself. I don't like going through the department store entrance.
Oh, I hate it. I was parked up right next to the... Right at the first mall entrance next to the... Macy's, if you
nice.
Want to, if you want.
I'll
to.
Walk through a Macy's if I can catch the fragrance department or the ladies department. I don't mind walking through and getting the smells,
mm-hmm.
and then getting out onto the floor. But normally, I like to walk into the main entrance where they got like the recruiting station and the dumb shit right there.
You want to hear something?
I'm right
nuts.
In the action.
So I was already over that way, and I was like, "Oh fuck, I got it." So I went to the
joined the Navy.
I went to the Quaker Bridge Mall. You ever been there? Out on Route 1 in Jersey?
It's all wood.
Dude, the floor's carpeted. I didn't know what the fuck was going on. I felt like I was in a convention center or something. A carpeted mall.
Man.
Dude, it was... What'd you couldn't hear. It was way too quiet, dude. The vibes were off.
Sparking everything.
Dude, you couldn't... No, you couldn't hear... You know how you hear, like, just ambient noise?
Quiet. I don't like that.
I thought I was getting the fucking... I thought the rooster was looking at me about to take me out.
Wait, so what did the lady say?
So I go, miss. Excuse me, miss. Miss. Icing me. And dude, she's from fucking me to Toby.
Does she have her headphones in?
No, she's 90.
Pair of Beats on?
So I'm like, maybe she's deaf? But then I go, I just saw her get out of her car. I don't think deaf.
Hey, you dumb bitch. They're shooting.
Rooster, get down. I start doing the commando sign. Two, over. So I go, miss. Excuse me, miss. And this is so, she's.
You old fucking bitch.
I hope he gets you.
Hit that neck.
So there's like, so it's like she's crossing that first road, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you know how like there's usually like the parking lot, like planter or whatever that like is like right next to the,
yeah,
you know, whatever. There's like the mulch and the curb. She starts on that when I first say miss, and I'm waiting at like the stop strip to like get into it. So I go, miss, excuse me, miss, 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 nothing.
You're a nice guy in a nice car.
What are we doing here?
Yeah.
So then,
I don't like the looks of you.
So then she gets up to the door, and I'm waiting. I'm like, I gotta see what's wrong with this.
Ah, fuck her at this point.
So I go, yeah, now I'm a little pissed. I'm a little PO'd. So I go, she turns around, and I go, miss, the mall's closed. She's like, doesn't say anything, just looks at me. I go, there's an active shooter. Shelter, get down. Icing me, completely icing me. Finally, another woman goes, thank you, sir. Like she hurt, like she was getting out of her car. I'm like, there's apparently an active shooter. I don't know. I just looked it up. That guy told me shelter in place for the whole fucking township.
Man,
one girl iced me completely. Whole fucking bound was hit her. Didn't even say thank you.
I'm not giving any money to your basketball
team. Yeah, exactly. I'm like, well,
I don't
lady,
want your gummy bears, fat boy.
This is why I don't try to help people.
Exactly.
Fucking ice him. Treat me like I'm a fucking half an asshole.
Like a dickhead. That happens a lot.
The other woman went, thank you. Like, was like, this is crazy that she's not acknowledging me. She walked. Made eye contact and walked right by me.
Maybe she didn't speak English.
Maybe. She did give me the bird. That was in English. Yeah, you know.
Grabbed her cooter.
Hey, fucking active this, will you?
Gives you a...
Jesus Christ. But yeah, it was like...
Do that at car accidents, too. They like to one-up each other.
What?
Somebody will come over and, like, freak out. Like, you know... Someone will come over and try to take
make,
over.
Make a real big scene, you know, like, oh, my whole family was in there.
All right. Is everything about you all the time?
Called the ambulance. Quit bitching. No, not at all. Like, somebody will come over and, like, try to, like, take over. Like, don't do that. Don't do that.
Sure.
It's like, relax. Nobody's doing anything.
Yeah.
I try to be an asshole.
Trying to be
like,
a good
I'm
Samaritan
here. Yeah.
Also, which bad look on malls. I think they, I don't know. I want to look this up. I think they're renting the parking lot out to truckers. It's like a trucks. Dude, there was, I'm not even joking, there was 120 semi-tractor trailers.
There was, maybe there's a convention somewhere.
I thought it was maybe it's a construction site. I've never seen that.
Is it near the Turnpike? It is near the Turnpike. Yeah,
not super, but it's like off Route 1 and 95 and shit. So I'm like, maybe they're renting that. You know, it's jammed up if that's what
they're... Any lot lizards floating around?
That's what I'm thinking. Maybe she thought I was, maybe she thought I was trolling her. I was trying to get some action from her.
See, that is.
Yeah, I didn't know what, I mean, it was kind of crazy to be like, oh shit, I'm in the mix of this. I had to fucking bob and weave.
Sure. You got the hell out of there?
Got the hell out of there.
Went to the Quaker Town Mall?
Quaker Bridge Mall. Yeah. They're just...
Yikes.
It's just not great.
Did you get your shirt?
Got my shirt.
No troubles over there, huh?
Nah, easy living.
You stop and get a nibble?
I did it, dude. We'll talk about a week.
Come on.
Dude, they have a local they have a local pizza restaurant in the...
That's not bad.
It just didn't seem... I was my first...
I like that.
It's called like Lambertville Pizza. It just doesn't fit.
It's like being at the stadium.
This all checks out. Because you were like, do you eat? No. And you're like, are you sure? But you did scope the scene.
Yeah,
I had to go to the bathroom. The bathroom was in the food court.
Now, if you go to the mall and you don't get a, you got to get a little something.
No.
You got to.
I very rarely ever ate at the mall.
Oh, I always did.
Really? You're walking through there like a dickhead without any pretzel bites or nothing? No, you're getting a little something.
I always did. I'm not eating at the mall by myself now.
No, you get something to walk around with as you're walking to the store.
I never had like loose cash for shit like that.
Use a credit card. Take credit cards.
Steal it. Whatever.
Yeah, dude. Crazy? And a little something. He went through a life traumatic experience. Plus, he got shot down by the old lady. Need something to take the edge off.
Sure.
Grab a strawberry lemonade or something.
Yeah, no, I'm a big food court guy. It's well documented, but I did not partake. I can't eat in a mall by myself. I got too many issues going on.
You know where they go all out on the food court is over in Hawaii, man. Their mall food courts, fucking crazy.
Yeah. Shout out to a fucking food court.
It's good stuff.
I got something else, too. I fucking went to...
Hit me.
Had a lot of hard feelings the past couple days. I went to return the Kia. Turned in the lease.
Ooh, the end of an era.
Man, I got to tell you. A Kia dealership in Queens.
Dicey.
I walked in, they were playing Till I Collapse by Eminem. I was like, what the fuck? What are we at your house, Jimmy? Let's go. Well,
did you make your last payments on it?
I think so.
Yeah? Did you get it clean?
I mean, they were on auto pay, so yeah, I assume.
No, but I mean, was this the end of the lease?
It's due back tomorrow.
The end of the month.
The 18th or something like that.
Okay.
I went to return, so I call, I you have to set an appointment.
Right.
Right, so I call, I go, hey, can I return it? He goes, yeah, it was Tuesday, then we got all jammed up, and I couldn't make Tuesday. So I said, can I come in Friday? They go, yeah, for sure, come in Friday at noon. Bada bing, bada boom, show up Friday at noon. I walk in, the guy goes, first, it's like fucking...
We'll be right with you as soon as you wrap up this dice game.
Yeah, nuts, dude, nuts. I mean, it's like...
You want in on this?
It looks like he can shoot. It's like not the vibes of professionalism.
Sure.
It's like very like machismo. Like you walk in, you feel like you're in their turf.
What's machismo?
Like fucking
masculine shit.
Yeah, like it was very like there was no like, hey, what's up, man? How you doing? Or, you know, what can I help you with today? It's like, what's up? Like they meet you. It's like they're trying to be tough guys or cool guys or something. It was very not welcoming.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, I'm here to return my lease. He's like, who's your appointment with? I'm like, I don't know. You have this system. You can figure it out. They told me to come in at 1:00.
Listen, don't be acting like you were all tough guy. You got face checked by the old lady. So I knew you weren't running your mouth to these guys.
Excuse
me, sir. I apologize.
No, I was actually quite a jerk off.
I mean, interrupt your guys' Russian roulette game. Using 3 bullets, huh, sir?
So I go, I'm like, I'm not sure. And he's like, all right, just no, like, hey, come on in, grab a seat. I get you something. It was like, you know,
cup of coffee,
nothing,
donuts out.
And then you go, what's his name? They're like, I hate that. They're like, what's his? And they're like, I'm standing right there. And I'm like, so I'm already pissed. I wasn't in a good mood to begin with. So I go, he goes, just sit over here. We'll figure something out. I want to be like, there's nothing to figure out. I'm giving you the keys to this car and I'm leaving. There's nothing to figure out. So he sits down, he leaves for like 2-3 minutes, comes back, and he's like, the lease termination specialist only works Mondays through Thursdays. You're going to have to come back in on a Monday through Thursday. And I went, nah. I go, but my appointment's for today. He goes, yeah. I go, the appointment you guys made to terminate my lease.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, yeah, he's not here. I go, well, you took the appointment for Friday, right? Like, and he's like, yeah. I go, no one here can end a lease. Not one person knows how to do this. And he's like, nah, he's not here. So he leaves and he comes back. He goes, well, your appointment was originally for Tuesday. I go, yeah? He goes, well, that's the mix-up. I go, no. You moved it to Friday. You could have said Thursday. What? Like, you said Friday is okay. I'm only here because you said this is okay. I didn't just show up and go, can I return this?
All right.
So he goes, let me see if I can do something. And in my head, I'm like, this car is staying here. I'm like, I'm leaving the country for 2 weeks. And he goes, all right. I go, so I can leave it here. And when the lease termination specialist gets here, you can do the paperwork and you can send it to me. And I'll fucking sign it electronically.
And burn it when it gets to me.
He goes, we can't do that. I go, you can't. People buy homes and businesses via DocuSign. Like,
you're cutting hair back there.
I know. I'm like, what the
fuck?
What
are you talking about?
This is a fucking chop shop. What are we doing? I'm fucking furious.
And he's grilling something. What do you mean you can't do it?
Let me get 2 kebabs, by the way.
And a pair of them socks.
Got the big tall tees on.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
you gotta loosen up when you go in there. Maybe? Grab a soda, yeah.
They didn't all, dude, they got vending machines. I saw the employees buying fucking, he bought a Diet Coke out of a vending. You got Diet Coke for your employees. This place.
Nobody has that.
At an office?
There's free
soda.
Diet
Coke? They got drinks.
No.
I've never worked in an office with a vending machine.
Yeah, you work at high dollar law
firms.
No,
I've worked in also fucking chop shop law firms.
I've never had free soda. I don't think.
I've stolen a bunch of it.
I had coffee. You got coffee. Never free soda. Always vending machines.
I don't think so.
At the dispatch place for the limousine company, they had nice.
Whatever, this place is a dump, and they're fucking screwed. First of all, this is the car that got stolen and kept for fucking 6 months.
Mm-hmm. So is this the same place you got it fixed?
Different location, but same company, yeah. What was there? So I'm at the sales headquarters, which is also the back. It's a cargo container with a door cut out of it. Spray painted Kia on the side.
Kia's doing all right, huh?
I mean, so I go, hey man, I go, do you understand? I go, this seems, I go, well, I don't understand the breakdown in logic here.
Well, if you leave it here, it'll probably get stolen. I mean, that thing's a Kia.
You better leave the club on that. They'll jump over the fence to get these things.
I would have left the keys, took my tags, and dipped.
I didn't even know they were giving me the tags back.
Did you have anything in there?
No, I had.
Did you have the car all cleaned out?
I mean, not. I got it cleaned when I got it back.
But you didn't have like a book bag in there, like.
No, everything was out. I had a bag.
You
with
weren't
me.
Pulling like a foam finger or something like that walking away.
Got like my rubber chicken and stuff under my. It's the rooster.
We're comedian.
These bricks are actually quite light.
The guy comes back, sits on a whoopee cushion. Pretty good, huh?
Oh, man. How bad would somebody freak out these days if you hit them with the buzzer?
I'd be mad if I got sat down at like a business meeting and somebody got me a whoopee cushion. I'd be fucking, I would lose my mind.
Ah, oh, dude.
So where?
One of the fucking swiftest beatings I've ever taken from my old man was fucking at Schmitty's Clam Bar in Summers Point, New Jersey. They had a restaurant in the back. I can't remember if it was connected to Schmitty. I think it was. They had tables in the back where you could have dinner, and I had just gotten a fucking whoopee cushion from the Five and Dime, you know, those stores down the shore. And, man, I slid one under my aunt's seat as she sat down. Crowded restaurant. Fucking
queef. Lost it.
This is fucking like 2 or 3 smacks. Fucking kept going like it was nothing. Thing got ripped up, thrown in the trash. But I had some not like some distant cousin who fancied himself as a comedian one time. We were at like a christening or something like that. And I was like maybe like 9 or 10.
Fucking grab my dick.
Guy, grab my cock. Fuck is this?
No, he was a comedian. He said waka waka.
What kind of fucking joint you running here at, Mary? This guy grabbed my schlong.
Grab my dick. I just grabbed my prick.
I bent over to get a soda out of the cooler. The guy gooches me.
You know, at least he got his hands on my brush. Joel.
Now he walks up and hits me with the joy buzzer. And I wasn't a grown man. Like just that on a little kid's hand.
Guy's a hack.
He fucking shocked the shit out of me. I'm almost fucking back.
Fucking, this is a nice party. The fuck?
Hey, this ain't the Catskills, dickhead, all right?
Grab my dick. Oh! That's from Donnie Brasco, right? The guy recognizes him in the airport. Hey, Joe, what's his name? Joe Pistone. Hey, Joe. Yeah. Joe Pistone from the 34th District. Ooh. Oh, this guy grabbed my brick. All right, get out of here before the cops come. They send him away.
Yeah, fucking did not like it.
What? The
the guy fucking shocking me.
Yeah.
Fucking bullshit. But go ahead.
No, so I just go, I'm like, I just hate that kind of stuff where I go,
listen, customer service.
It's not even customer service. It's like breakdown of logic. I'd go like,
it's all going downhill. Society's falling apart.
I know. But this shit's been happening. Like, he couldn't comprehend that I wouldn't be okay with you guys gave me an appointment.
Give a shit.
I know, but I'm just saying, I'm going, well, that's not an answer to me. Like, I just fucking drove out
coming
here.
Coming back is not an option.
I fucking drove out here. I did plan my fucking week, my day around this. I'm here. You're the people who...
Busy guy, huh?
You are the people that own the car.
It's so funny. You've been to a mall to buy a t-shirt.
These are different days, obviously. I had to walk the dog. I had to drop my laundry off.
I was going to make some soup later, but I guess I'm not doing that.
I already bought the broth. I had a very busy day. I did.
I'm kind of on this guy's side now. Fuck you. You come back Friday. He's not here. What do you want? He ain't here.
Like, yo, give me the fucking appointment. This is like, where did
he didn't make the appointment. This guy.
Their office did.
He don't know.
What side are you on?
I don't know.
Hey, give me your dick. I go, that's not an option. I go, just fucking, I go, hey, man, I'll leave the car here. Well, first of all, it's not a Maybach. It's a Kia. The payment's like $118 a month. Man, the family next to me was trying to get a new car, and it was not working out.
Aw.
And I think it could have.
Kids?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Man, this guy was. I heard this guy.
Salesman
peddling around some bullshit where I'm like, he goes, so in the grand scheme of things, you're actually saving money. And I was like, dude,
that's when you know
I wanted
you're
to
getting
grab
screwed.
That family and be like, you are not. He goes, because in 4 years when you come back.
Four?
I was like, dude.
Who's got a 4-year lease?
I was like.
Three and you're out.
I was like, buddy. Yeah. And he, dude, I heard him fidget the numbers. Like, he wanted to be a 417 a month.
The guy.
Yeah. So he comes back. He goes, I can get you around the 417 number.
417 for a Kia? What is this? All the options? How the fuck is a Kia $417? Must have been a Telluride or something like that.
Those are apparently very not like they have like full packages. They're like, I think those cars are like $60,000+. They're not cheap cars. Like those like hot, like the Hyundai has a really nice.
I seen one the other day.
New one as well.
Nice. Telluride's
could be that.
Too.
Yeah, I mean, those got the moonroof. They got the gabagool. They got the seats.
Lights are in there.
Yeah. But so I hear him, and now I'm just, like, pissed. I want to be like, he's, like, 417. And guys, I can get you around a 417 number. And he goes, yeah, it'll be about 420. And it went up to 480 by the end of him talking. He's like, yeah, you'll be around 420, 430. He kept, like, giving him a range and then each time stepping the range up. You know what I mean? He'd be like, yeah, like, 420, 430, blah, 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 blah. And like I said, when you come back in, it'll be, like, 430, 440-ish. And, like, and I was just like, oh, my God, this guy, it's, like, textbook shitty car salesmanship.
Rip you off.
Yeah, like quick talking.
What can I get out of you?
man. So I'm like, so then I go, hey, man, I'm not, I was like, buddy, this car is staying here. I'm not leaving with this car. I don't, well, this is your car. You own the car. I do not own this car. At the end of this lease, and also I'm going, if I have to get in a lawsuit with Kia over this, this is perfect for my line of work. You know what I mean? I'm like, buddy, I got nothing but time. What are we doing here? Get to file the complaint. Let's go. So I go, I'm not. And he goes, no, you can't, not this document. You can't electronically sign this document. I go, okay. So he comes back, goes, I think I'll be able to help you out.
Oh, yeah?
I go, oh, thanks. But I think they wanted me to get another car. And I think they were like, if we can get him in front of someone else, if we can get him in front of the high-end closer, whose, like, job it is to really finesse these.
Now, is there any world
where I would get another Kia?
Yeah.
I really did like the car. It was my first.
Oh, my God.
It drove nice. It
was 17? What did I get
it? Was
for
my first new car.
Brand new Telluride out front. Only $17.80 a month.
It's got spinners on it. You got to lend it to Larry on the weekends. He drives Uber.
Don't look in the glove compartment.
I love that. I mean, that car was a lot to me. It was my first new car I ever owned. I still don't own a new car. It was the only ever new car
so,
I ever
owned. So is there a world? 200 a month will give you.
What? Now,
I don't know.
I don't need a second car.
$50 a month.
No.
6-year lease.
I just have to get a parking, or, you know.
So there's no world where they could have closed you.
No.
Huh. Yeah, they don't like that.
So that's what I think.
They usually bang you out at the end, too. Did you see what, do you have any fees coming to you?
No, I put money up front, which they say never do.
You put money up front when you got it.
I had to. It was the only way I could get a new car.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. I know they do. They hit you with something when you don't. Maybe that's when you go, if you go over the mileage.
Yeah, I was barely over a year.
That's crazy, yeah.
I returned it with 18,000 miles.
How many years have I had that Jeep, do you think? Two?
I don't know.
I think I got it in the summer of 2021. I'm not mistaken. Or summer of 2022.
It's all a blur to me, baby.
So that would have been last summer. So this would be 2 years. Yeah, dude, I'm like something like 11,000 miles. I was worried that I was going to go over the 30,000 miles that I was allotted for the 3 years. I never use it.
No, yeah, I never. Yeah, I mean, I never use it.
I haven't seen Patty in fucking a crow's age.
You got to get down there.
You got to get down there.
My thing was, like, I think he was very much. My thing is, like, dude, like, just come to me like a normal person. I guess he just didn't care. Of like, hey, man, we fucked up on our end. She shouldn't have set the appointment for Friday. The guy's not here. Let me see if I can get a manager to look at. It was none of that. It was like, yeah, come back Monday. And I'm like, fucking suck my dick. That is not happening.
Mm-hmm.
So I go, I can't. I'm going to be out of country. He goes, no, I can't. So he goes, let me see what I can do. He comes back with one form, one piece of paper. And have you ever seen a form on a piece of paper that's been Xeroxed too many times? Mm-hmm. The lines get all black. It's like,
sure.
It's cockeyed on the thing. And he goes, yeah, just sign right here. He goes, all right, you're all set. I go, that's the thing you couldn't fucking do. That was like the big to-do document, just one signature that says I hereby transfer my whatever to whatever. That was it. I was out of there in fucking 3.5 minutes after he decided he could take the fucking lease back.
Wow.
2 minutes. He goes, I just got to get your license plates off, which he couldn't fucking figure out. And he gave me, I was like, I didn't even, he's like, here are your plates.
You tip him?
I tip him. I was lucky I didn't firebomb the fucking place.
We should put one of those plates up in the studio.
Nah.
Things are dirty.
Yeah. Fucking, I'll sell them on the black market. Start Uber.
I don't know what you do with those.
You got to turn them in, I think, right?
Well, when you go to the...
Why are we asking him?
Yeah, I know. I like how you said that. Like, well, actually, the...
Well, no, when you go to the long-term parking to grab plates off of a car for a job, you got to put plates on there so that's not suspicious.
Yeah.
Pop the old ones on.
I don't know. I feel like you keep them because they're registered to the car.
I don't know.
Maybe
Nor do I care. These are not problems I'm figuring out.
Maybe you could use them on another car.
Sure. I don't know.
Is your car registered in New York or
New York.
Is it?
Yeah. I'm a resident of New York. I have been for years.
Switch those tags.
Why?
I don't know.
What?
Do something stupid.
Go rob a bank. Knock over a bread truck.
find that old lady and straighten her out.
Yeah, it was it's just like frustrating where you're like, what's happening here? Just give me some sort of logic of like, yo, my bad, we fucked up. I'd go, shit, I get it. What can we do here? Just like, no. Come back.
Nobody cares, man.
It's a fucking burn and turn. Because they got you by the balls. If you're in a Kia dealership, they got you. You don't have very many other options. As a guy who was in a Kia dealership, that was the only people who give me a new car. So if you want a new car for you or your family, you got to place them or Hyundai.
Yeah.
Hyundai doing?
No good. It sucks.
You would be happy to know that I had the confirmation. We were talking about what to give as the gift.
Ah, the old gift for the confirmation. How was the spread?
We went to a restaurant.
Sat down?
Sat down.
Big
restaurant.
Table?
Big table.
Okay.
How do you like this?
Hold on. Prefix or order whatever you want?
Off the menu.
No shit.
Yeah.
Appetizers for the table?
Yeah.
Who ordered them?
Everybody. I mean, I took the charge a little bit.
Towards your end?
For the adults.
Sure.
And kids go, I want this, I want that, I want this, you know.
Okay. And?
I didn't like this either. We get there. The hostess goes, she's like, it'll just be a minute. I've been in a fucking shit mood. The hostess goes, it'll just be a minute. I go, okay, no worries. So we're at the bar. We're having a drink. Great. Everybody.
How many people? Like 30, 20, 15, 10?
With kids, 15, something
okay.
like that. Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Table, 15. Not
the
that.
Kids are jumping around out front, whatever, you know.
Still got their Sunday best on?
Might have changed.
Okay.
Not all of them came to the church, so they weren't in super. You know,
I know the kid. I don't know the kid.
I don't know if you've ever met him.
Okay.
I don't know what circles you run in.
Tell him I said what's up. And congratulations.
So we're sitting at the bar. Everybody orders a drink. We're bullshitting. Like, it was the first time after church we were all able to, like, kind of link up and, you know, fucking hoot and holler and stuff. So the hostess comes over. She goes, guys, your table's ready. She goes, right this way. So she walks us, like, all the way back, weaving through, like, a tight restaurant. And we get to the back, which is, like, next to the main throughway through the kitchen. We're not next to the kitchen, but, like, it's, you know, an access.
I'm listening.
And the waiter's not done setting the table yet.
Mm.
And he goes, nah, I need 5 more minutes.
Ooh.
And we're like, now it's like chaos. Everybody's
talking. A party of 15?
Yeah.
Ouch.
So he goes, no.
That guy needs to go, come on in, folks, and his head go, fuck.
Right, which I'm fine with. You got to jump on that grenade.
And just fucking set it up with the shit.
Dude, it was, I looked, I'm like, what the fuck's he need more time for? So now we're standing, the hostess goes, it was a beef between the hostess and him.
Always.
So.
Love a good hostess waiter beef. Been in many myself.
And she was, she goes, just.
Usually you can't win.
She goes, just stand here. So now there's 15 of us, and we're, like, next to, like, people eating and, like, people trying to run food and bus and stuff. Like, we're, you know, I'm like, that's the last thing anybody in my family needs is to feel like you're in the way of a nice restaurant. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? We feel like we don't even belong there to begin with, let alone fucking gumming up the works.
Who's running this operation?
Who's running what?
The dad? The mom or the dad or the kid?
Yeah, my brother-in-law.
Point man.
Yeah, okay. So she goes... He has half the table, the whole table set with plates, half of it with silverware. So it's like, honestly, like he needs like 30 seconds or whatever. You know what I mean?
Or just let us sit down and we'll figure it out.
He wouldn't let us. He said no. So now we're all standing there and the hostess doesn't want to say yes. So we have to wait till he leaves. And the hostess goes, I think you can just sit down. And I'm like, yeah, the fuck? Of course we fucking can.
Now this guy's going to hit. Now, did he have an attitude?
Little bit.
Yeah,
Little bit of a big fucking dude when he came back. And you know what made it all great? He tried to be fucking Johnny Cool Guy. He tries to read through the specials and fumbles. He has to go. He goes, and we got the lobster with the blah, blah, blah. He forgets it, has to go talk to the manager and come back. So that just makes it all fuck. He got humbled real quick.
Dickhead. Then he was also nice after that?
Yeah, he was nice. He just wasn't the best. I was also like, nobody in this family's ordering the specials. Although I did.
I like a special. What'd you get?
We're not special.
Lobster ravioli?
No, that was on a menu. That's what Denise got.
She did.
Denise got the lobster rav.
She did.
Uh-huh.
In a pink sauce, probably.
No.
Really?
Mm-mm.
Red sauce?
I forget.
Cream. She had cream base.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Predisposed
to the gout.
I did,
Irish heritage.
I did the ossobuco.
You did?
Yeah. Wasn't great.
Ossobuco. With the bone marrow and everything?
Yeah.
Look at you.
Sambuca, maybe.
Ossobuco.
Yeah, it was.
I never fuck with it.
Gave him the card.
You did.
I gave my sister the card.
Oh.
I said, hey, the gift. I said, hey, this is for him. 400.
Nice.
In 20s.
Really?
In a money holder card.
Sweet.
Like for their confirmation.
You gave it to her?
He was out running around. I was here. Just give it to him. I wanted it out of my hands.
Think he's going to see it?
Yeah, because we were sitting there, and I'm sitting next to my brother.
Mm-hmm.
And he comes up. He goes, thank you for the $400, Uncle Kev.
Yeah.
At first, he goes, I'm not even fucking right. He goes, thanks for the $380. I said, no, double fucking count that. There was four bills there. I said, what kind of jerk off you think I am? I gave you $380.
Dude, your family is classless. Who says the amount of money that was in the card? You say, thank you for the card.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's wild.
Thanks for the 360, Uncle Kev.
No, I think.
That's wild.
Hold on. I don't think he said that. I think my brother goes, what'd he give you?
Okay.
I think that was it. Because at this point, he was already around the table. He goes, $380. And my brother got heated. Because you gave him fucking $380. I gave him $400. Obviously, he miscounted. What kind of Momo gives $380 for a gift? I'm a goddamn gentleman.
Well, what'd he give him?
$100.
What?
In a check. He started screaming at his wife. He goes, the fuck? He's giving away $400. Woo, wait, baby. How sweet it was. It made up for every jerk off Kia guy, every fucking bad waiter.
Still your brother $12,000.
Oh, yeah.
Wait a minute. So he didn't know how much she gave the kid. The wife handled that.
No, he was probably like, let's give him whatever. And she was like, let's give him $100 or whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
Oh, I could definitely see that.
He was pissed.
Yeah.
Man, it was. I'm talking. Whoo, my shoulder.
You got a bite of lobster ravioli.
Is that your tiramisu? Yeah, it was fucking. To the victor goes the spoil. It was very, very nice.
Not bad, Kippy. Yeah, it was not bad at all.
I mean, because I'm not that guy. To want to throw, as we talked about in the episode.
I am very much that guy.
The way it unraveled was too sweet.
Man, I remember hitting my niece with a $200 on her birthday. Two crisp hundreds. It was a couple years ago. I think it was part of the loan. I was jammed up, but I wasn't going to look like a fool.
Yeah, my dude, it was a fat sack of 20s, which is embarrassing. He's at the end of the table like he's fucking in the cage at Caesars.
He hits the waiter with one. Hey, lose the attitude, all right? Don't worry about the specials thing. Get out of here.
You're a good kid. You'll get your feet under you someday. But we got to wrap it up, gang.
Man. Yeah. What a fun one.
Thank you so much.
Gang, again, we love you to death.
Yeah.
By the time you're hearing this, we'll be in jolly old Ireland.
Yes.
And the bonus episode that would have come out tomorrow will come out on Tuesday.
Fresh off the presses.
Fresh off the presses.
We want to give you the best episode. We want to give it to you as hot as possible. So that's the decision. We thank you for the support. We thank you for fucking, you know, sticking with us.
Getting us back to the old country. It means the world to us.
Yeah, we love yous.
Peace. See you next weekend.